What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And continuing on with the comments made by Ann in Colorado, we have seen many times throughout history where rulers will try and basically shape their population into the ones who are useful and serve the rulers are allowed to live, and those who refuse to serve the rulers are killed off one way or the other, genocides and so forth. We know that the people who want the population reduced, they just want more for themselves. They're just looking at this huge population of human beings that are not really of any use to them.
A retired disabled senior, I've served my purpose.
Okay, hang on. We got to trim the volume on the calls because that was like really messed up here. All right, try again.
I was saying I'm one of those disposables as a retired disabled senior.
Yeah, I understand. You know, and Social Security is broke, and that's certainly a big part of the depopulation agenda, because we had this global baby boom following World War II, and all those people are now hitting retirement age, and because of declines in subsequent population, there aren't enough resources to take care of them. So the idea is, let's just kill them all off. And one of the things that had a lot of people concerned about Obamacare was what were termed the death panels, where past a certain degree of illness, past a certain degree of illness, they simply cut off everything and say, "Well, it's time for you to die."
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my number.
Well, you know, it's an ugly, ugly situation, and very clearly, we're everywhere on Earth, we're for the most part dealing with governments that are completely unconcerned with their own population. They're caught up in the game of empires and trying to bring about this new world order where the useful people are allowed to live, just barely, and everybody else is somehow gotten rid of.
The 1% versus the 99.
Absolutely. That's absolutely what it is. But they won't get rid of all of the 99% because the 1%ers can't be bothered fixing their own plumbing or paving their own roads or fixing their own sewer systems. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Okay. And we're going to let you go here. Okay. Anyway, welcome to hour number three. And that was really kind of loud there coming through. Apparently, the United States and South Korea have now activated their defensive missile system, the THAAD and whatever else they've got over there. They've turned it all on. And that, to me, is signaling that something momentous is about to happen. Because if you know military hardware, you don't just turn it on and leave it on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless it's got a limited lifespan. So if they're turning it on, it means something is about to happen. And apparently Russia and China are expressing their dismay over the U.S. rushing off to destroy yet another country. And that is really an important thing to look at. When they talk about how North Korea might be a threat, or China might be a threat, Russia's a threat, everybody's a threat. No, go back and look at who has been doing all the attacking, bombing, drone striking for the last 16 years. You know who the aggressor is in this latest world war. It's the United States. North Korea has a right to have defensive weapons to deter invasion. Every nation has a right to have weapons to deter invasion. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you look at all the countries the U.S. is bombing, drone striking, regime changing, they're all the ones that can't fight back. This is why the United States is victorious. We're whooping on little countries that can't fight back. The United States is getting a global reputation as a bully. All right, let's take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, to add to this list, my theory on this whole depopulation system, it was brought up today. You know, when they talk about the vaccine, that video that Bill Gates had put out back in 2007, I think he was in a convention in Switzerland. I think if it's coming down to depopulation, he mentioned vaccines, using vaccines to depopulate. I think what he's probably referring to is more of a sterilization, because I think we're seeing already fertility rates are going down. Males are not quite as potent as they used to be, and women are having a hard time conceiving. And I think he's probably talking about, in combination with many things, maybe the GMO on top of the vaccines themselves, and maybe looking at a possibility of sterilization. Maybe that's what they're going to bring the population down, just through those agents right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the World Health Organization and some of these others have already been caught handing out free typhus vaccinations that turn out to contain drugs that permanently sterilize the women. And it's done without their consent. They don't know why they're no longer able to conceive. And out there, there's also another area of concern, which was the epicyte gene. Now, this was a gene in a GMO corn where if you eat this corn, your body reacts to sperm as if it's an infection and kills it. And if that gene breaks out into the wild, you're looking at a potential extinction-level event. And if you look at the sharp decline in birth rates in the United States of America, it is primarily among the Hispanic population who are the highest per capita consumers of corn.
Right. Yeah, I would look to this plan to be implemented probably somewhere first starting out in Africa. Africa is full of a lot of resources in the ground there. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's already thought about that.
That's where one of the World Health Organization scandals erupted. They were handing out free typhus vaccinations in one of the nations there, and some of the doctors got suspicious because normally typhus is a single shot, and these women were being given three shots spaced out over a couple of months. So they took one of the vaccines, and they had it analyzed, and they found this drug in there that permanently sterilizes women. So, yeah, that's what they're trying to do. You know, Bill Gates, I can understand he's become the world's richest man selling Windows. Now he's sick and tired of all of us complaining about it. Just going to get rid of us.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Okay, now then, up in Chicago, which is held aloft as the poster child for gun control, 29 people were shot in less than 18 hours. Chicago rang in Easter with 34 people shot in a supposedly gun-free city. And those people out there doing the shooting are able to get guns, obviously. And they go on out and they pull the trigger because they know nobody out there is going to shoot back at them. It'll be fun. Now then, we all remember the Boston Marathon bombing. Just had the anniversary on that one. And some rather interesting information is starting to surface that, in point of fact, the FBI was in communication with the Tsarnaev brothers before the Marathon bombing. And the Department of Homeland Security is now admitting the terror drill that was taking place at the exact same time as the real bombing involved pretend, fake, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, backpack explosives. We saw exactly the same thing during the 772 bombing in London. Security drill going on. We found out somebody went through the Muslim section of London recruiting workers to play at being terrorists for the security exercise. One of the suspects in the London bombing was a brand new father, and I'm sorry. Guys who've just had a kid, they're not going to go out and blow themselves up for whatever cause they're being told. But a brand new father might need some extra money. So some guy working for the company that's running the security drill comes to him and says, look, we just need you for one day to go on out and carry this backpack onto a train and see if security forces will detect it and catch you. And it's just a fake bomb, so don't worry, and we'll pay you when you get back. And by the time they realize that that's not a fake bomb they're wearing, it's way too late. Now, the reality is that the Marathon bombing, we know it was not the Sarnia brothers, because the photographed remains of the pressure cooker bombs showed them in black backpacks with a square white patch on the top of them. The photos of the Tsarnaev brothers, just before the explosion, one is wearing a white backpack, the other one wearing gray. Neither one has the patch. But there were people in the area wearing those black backpacks with the white squares on top, and they were all dressed identically with black jackets and khaki pants. When they were by themselves, they just looked like ordinary people. But when they were standing together, it was obviously a uniformed team of some kind. But I could have gone into that court and gotten Sokar acquitted just on the basis of a reasonable doubt. Because if the bombs are in black backpacks and the Tsarnaev brothers were wearing white and gray backpacks, that's your reasonable doubt right there. Now, here's one that's a little weird. Over in Sweden, there is an expert. I guess there's way too many of those over in Sweden with their feminist government. The world's first feminist government, huzzah, huzzah. And they're dealing with the rapes, and they're trying to basically disconnect it from the immigration, because they're still pushing that open border situation. And by the way, Sweden is... a country has absorbed a huge number of these refugees coming from the Middle East. It's a huge, huge problem up there. So there's this expert that's saying the rising rapes in Sweden are due to global warming. And it's got nothing to do with the soaring Muslim immigration, even though the rapists tend to be Muslim. It's not immigration. It's global warming. It is global warming, which is going to be a very, very tough sell, because Sweden woke up to snow and record low temperatures on Easter, the chilliest April night in decades. Somebody sent me this little article from Debbie Lockwood on how climate change is racist. I'm not even sure how they get there, but it's really ridiculous. I think they're running out of good ideas for propaganda, so they're just throwing anything out there. I think they make this stuff up with a dartboard. Put it on out in the corporate media. Now, you've probably been following today, there's a big story involving Facebook where a gentleman named Steve Steffens apparently murdered an elderly man and broadcast it live on Facebook Live. And the police are trying to find him. At one point, they said they had reached him on his cell phone. He's claiming he has already killed 14 others, and he's going to go on killing people and live streaming it until he is caught. Okay, my first question is the fact that this guy is getting away with this proof that all this talk about tracking us through our cell phones was a big bluff? Meanwhile, liberals are out there screaming that this is going to encourage white supremacists, because in this case, the suspect is black. This is just going to encourage the white supremacists. How about the guy that this Steve killed? Politicians are always going to behave exactly the same way. All they think about is the agenda they are paid to push. No matter what happens, push the agenda. Perception is all that matters. Truth doesn't mean anything anymore. We're in a post-truth society where our job is to manipulate perceptions. Do us all a favor, all of you listening to the show, don't be manipulated anymore. Don't let your perceptions and beliefs control you anymore. Get the facts. And you're going to have to dig for them. Don't wait for somebody to step up to you and say, here is the truth and here are the facts, because they're going to give you what they think will make you believe what they want you to believe. Now, Facebook is urging their users to report fake news. They've got a little button on there where if somebody has posted an article to Facebook that you think is fake, you can hit a button and get them blacklisted. Well, you can tell this is going to be wide open to abuse. If you tell us, if you post an article that is embarrassing for some politician, they're just going to hire a public relations firm to go have their people go on Facebook and hit that button. Oh, it's fake news. It's fake news. And these established social media companies are just turning into another face of the controlled corporate media, which is why you should stop using Facebook or Google and go to some of these new up-and-coming social media platforms, which at least so far seem to support the principle of freedom of speech. So, meanwhile, even though Facebook is out there deleting articles about Hillary's crimes and all the rest of it, they're still allowing articles on child pornography and extremist material. This has now backfired on them because now a lot of advertisers are leaving Facebook. First of all, its readership isn't what it used to be. People are already starting to leave Facebook and Google. But apparently, Facebook is putting some of their advertisers' ads along this very, very questionable material. And the advertisers are getting very, very upset about it, which I can certainly understand. I can certainly understand that. Now, apparently, and this is an article from InfoWars, InfoWars is claiming that Google has hired contractors to remove or limit Alex Jones' website, InfoWars.com, from its search engines. So Google, like Facebook, is becoming part of the controlled corporate media. And instead of Google, you can use Yandex or DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is the one that I am currently using for the most part. And I noticed when I set up my Raspberry Pi the Chrome browser that came with it, the default search engine is DuckDuckGo. So there we are. Now then, let's talk about the shadow brokers. This is the group that has started releasing NSA hacking tools to the web. I'm not sure I am really happy with this idea, because obviously those with nefarious intent, and I mean besides the NSA, are going to be grabbing and using these weapons. Now, the upside is, obviously, security experts are going to look at this data and start hardening their platforms against it. And by the way, I don't know if you noticed this or not, the threat to lock up the Apple devices never happened. And I don't think Apple paid the ransom, but there were patches and updates to the Apple platforms just before the deadline. So they got ahead of that one. So let's get on back here to the shadow brokers. And they've leaked all these NSA hacking tools, and they leaked the password. So people are starting to look at this stuff. And apparently, researchers have found in this data code that seems to connect the NSA to the Stuxnet cyber weapon that was used on Iran to wreck their uranium centrifuges. Now, the problem with that is Stuxnet broke into the wild. Stuxnet worked by targeting these very standard, universal Siemens programmable controllers. And they're not just used in nuclear facilities. They're used anywhere that you have computerization in your manufacturing process. Washing machines, fast food, whatever. And Stuxnet broke into the wild, and it caused all kinds of damage to factories all over the world, especially in places like Russia. They're not happy about that. Now, we know that at the time of the tsunami and earthquake at Fukushima, Stuxnet was in computers around Fukushima itself. We're going to have more about this when we come on back from these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call. Charles in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Charles in Canada, are you there? Okay, we seem to have problems with our phones.
I'm here. Sorry, I seem to get cut off there for a second. I'm here. I've got a piece of information that I heard on Alex Jones yesterday I thought you would find very interesting. He had Daniel Estulin on. And
yes.
Estulin said that that the president is backed by the Rothschilds, and Clinton was backed by the eugenicists, and they basically have a difference of opinion. And I thought that would really tie up the thing as to why there's the pro-Israel stance. So, having heard that, I thought that's something you would find interesting.
You know, there's a lot of information being thrown out there to try and keep the situation muddied. I just got an email saying that there's a rumor floating around D.C. That Trump has been compromised because apparently while he was down on Jeff Epstein's island, they did get a video of him doing something extremely tacky, and they're threatening to release that video. And that would certainly do it. And again, I cannot understand anybody going to Epstein's Island, knowing it's obviously a honey trap and it's going to be wired and camered, and it shows extremely reckless behavior. But that's another rumor that's floating around.
Well, I do like Daniel Estulin. I found he's been very good in the past, so I thought I would pass that along. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to the Shadow Broker story, basically in this dump of NSA hacking tools, researchers have found strong indication that the NSA was at least in part the creator of the Stuxnet cyber weapon that was deployed against Iran's uranium centrifuges. And you need to understand that just within Iran, they were running the risk of creating a radioactive accident if the centrifuges had broken open or something else like that, or if it started a fire. Uranium hexafluoride is combustible. But apparently, hey, we don't care, it's just Iranians. So Stuxnet broke out of Iran. It caused all kinds of damage all across the world, especially across Asia and Russia, because it targets these standard Siemens programmable controllers that are used to interface computers to various bits of machinery. And Stuxnet is known to have been in computers around the Fukushima power station when the quake and tsunami hit. And the Fukushima power station used those same Siemens controllers targeted by Stuxnet. And it is a matter of record that when the tsunami hit, many of the safety systems at Fukushima failed to operate correctly. And it raises the possibility that in their rush to get the mean old Iranians, the creators of Stuxnet took what should have been a survivable incident at Fukushima into the world's worst nuclear disaster. And what is really alarming is this mindset that it's okay to do this kind of stuff as long as you achieve the objective. Unfortunately, this many years afterwards, I doubt there's anything left in the memories of the Siemens controllers. Apparently, the radiation is so intense inside the power station, even the robots, the brand new robots being sent in now, are having their insides fried. So we're past the point of being able to confirm whether or not Stuxnet was present inside Fukushima, absent one of the Fukushima workers having a flash drive on their person that has the Stuxnet on it. Because that would have been the way that Stuxnet got into Fukushima and inevitably would have infected other flash drives heading out of Fukushima. That's how it got out of Iran. The aggressive version of Stuxnet, which apparently was made by Israel, was not just infecting the Iranian centrifuges, it was hopping onto flash drives to get to other places. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, just saw this article over at thehill.com. Democrats welcome Bernie takeover. And apparently, following last year's embarrassing defeat, the Democrats who had previously supported Hillary are now welcoming Bernie Sanders back to the fold and saying that he should be involved in the leadership of the Democratic Party to try and find its identity and rebuild its brand. And I think that's a positive thing, because quite frankly, I would have supported Bernie Sanders if he'd won the nomination. And I'll tell you right now, if the Democrats run Bernie Sanders or Tulsi Gabbard in 2020, they're going to have my support. I am that disenchanted with Donald Trump at this point. The only way I will support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary runs again. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Nico in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling to find out, is peak oil a myth or is it realistic?
That's a very complex question, and there's a couple of overlapping issues. The first is, every once in a while, we will hear the oil companies saying, we're running out of oil, we're running out of oil, and there'll be a corresponding drive up of prices. And right now, oil prices are still low after that oil price war with Russia, which has caused all kinds of harm to Europe, to Venezuela, to Saudi Arabia. And so there may be an effort to try and get the prices back on up there again. Now, that being said, I made a comment earlier in the show about unit cost of extraction. And what that means is there's all kinds of oil in the deep crust. But if it costs more than a barrel's worth of oil in energy to bring that barrel of oil to the surface, then the party is over and you're not going to get any more. The fact that they're pushing this fracking technology suggests to me that pretty much all of the available shallow oil and gas has been harvested. And so there may be a genuine peak occurring right now. But a big part of the issue is this idea that it's a fossil fuel. And that goes back to the fact that coal, which is actually kind of solidified oil, was found in strata that had fossils in it. And so the conventional wisdom is all the oil and gas and coal is basically the remains of these life forms that were compressed down into carbon and coal. And scientists now are beginning to realize that what actually happened is oil flowed up into these fossil-bearing strata and hardened there, and it was just a coincidence the fossils are in the coal. A lot of research is starting to show that oil didn't come from the dead dinosaurs, that it is in fact still being produced by deep crust microbes who are producing vast quantities of methane, and methane under heat and pressure forms these longer chain hydrocarbon chemicals that form the basis of petroleum. But again, it's deep in the crust, and unfortunately, the human race is using up the oil faster than all those microbes can produce it. At some point,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, at some point, I do think that we need to think about other forms of energy, like fusion power. The problem is most of the oil and gas is sought after by war-making countries because you can't power a battleship on solar cells. Yes, there are nuclear-powered submarines and aircraft carrier, but the vast majority of our naval fleet is still fueled on petroleum products, kerosene primarily, and it uses up huge amounts of those resources, and that's why they're trying to get ordinary people to switch to electric-powered cars, which, for the most part, today are still powered from oil-fired power plants. The electric car is really only going to be a solution when we have another source of electric generation. Obviously, fission nuclear power has dangers, but it is still favored because fission nuclear reactors produce bomb stuff. You could get electric power from what is called the thorium cycle reactors, and they're considerably safer and less toxic than uranium fission reactors, but you can't get bomb stuff out of thorium reactors, and that's why most countries aren't really investing in them, although some countries are starting to build thorium cycle reactors. Ultimately, I think if they can get hot fusion to work, or they can find out what is actually going on with what is called cold fusion, because while they acknowledge it's not really fusion, there is something going on there that seems to be producing a surplus of energy. And I know the U.S. military is experimenting with it. But the biggest market for oil and gas is the war machine.
Well, that actually answered, like, all of my questions, Mike. That was awesome.
Okay,
thank
well, good.
So much.
All right, well, you're welcome. And thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Michael, good day, Michael. You're kidding me about supporting Bernie Sanders over Donald Trump. Let me explain something, Michael. Trump right now is 50% approval rating. It's going up. And let me ask you something, Michael.
Wait a minute. The people who are telling you Trump's approval rating is going up are the same people who told you Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons.
press, Mucin and all Newsmax and all of them, they're all at Fox, they're all saying that today in the news. But what I want to say is this, Michael. You got to be kidding. You got a schmuck like Bernie Sanders. You would support him, that schmuck, that Zionist, that idiot communist. That guy's a total blowhard communist, Michael, and you know that. And he's a commie. Commie from...
Hello? We seem to have lost the connection. All right. Well, basically, in a nutshell, and again, it was like I did last year. It wasn't so much that I was for Trump as I was opposed to Hillary. In 2020, I'm going to be opposed to Donald Trump. And if it comes down to Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, yeah, I'm going to go for Bernie Sanders. I'd love to see Tulsi Gabbard get in there. I am so impressed with her, and I'm not just being prejudiced because she's from right here on this island of Oahu. This is clearly an independent spirit out there. All right, now then, we were talking about computers, including, obviously, the ones that are running our phone system. And as we mentioned before, we're going to mention it again, Microsoft is now pulling the support trigger on Windows 7 and Windows 8 for the newest Intel and AMD chips. Now, normally when Microsoft comes on out with an operating system, it will be released. Then when the next operating system comes along, support for the first operating system will continue. Security upgrades, bug fixes, and so forth and so on, until the operating system is formally sunset, at which point it supposedly goes away. Well, apparently Microsoft has decided that the advent of these new Intel and AMD chips justifies them ending support for Windows 7 and Windows 8 prematurely, in order to try and force more people onto Windows 10, which is an absolute disaster of an operating system. And so Microsoft has gone back on its own support policy, saying, we don't want to be bothered with these new chips. You know, buy Windows 10. And by the way, a lot of people are still on XP. Because when Microsoft got done with XP and went to Vista, XP was actually working pretty well. I liked XP. Hated Vista, hated Millennium Edition. But Microsoft's goal, like most other corporations, is planned obsolescence. You will buy this and you will use it only for these years, and then we will make you buy another one, and that's exactly what they're doing here. And the problem we have with Microsoft, and indeed much of the American software industry, is the new products coming on out are nowhere near as good as what they're replacing. I remember when Adobe came out with Creative Studio, and they had a sound recording tool in there, which was nowhere near as good as the standalone Adobe Audition. It was missing all kinds of features that I regularly use and need to support Claire's Choir. And again, if you've never seen it, there's a documentary out there called The Lightbulb Conspiracy or Pyramids of Waste that talks about planned obsolescence. Yes, products are designed to fail quickly so that you have to buy a new one. A product that doesn't wear out is considered a disaster for the U.S. economy. Now then, and by the way, little footnote here. A while back, I got a Raspberry Pi little computer on a card. I'm having so much fun with that. It's fun. It reminds me of what it felt like in the early days of computers with the Apple and the Commodore 64 and, you know, machines where you can get in there and talk to the bare metal. And, of course, with all the open source software that's out there, you can verify for yourself that you don't have a whole bunch of NSA spyware in there. In fact, there are operating systems for the Pi that are distributed as source code. So you can actually put together your own computer that you know is free from surveillance software. And that would be a really good thing. Now then, on to science and health. You're going to love this one. Apparently, fire retardant chemicals used in mattresses and fillings in furniture are linked to a 74% rise in thyroid cancer tumors. And, of course, the problem with a mattress is when you're asleep at night, your face is buried in that thing. You're breathing what comes out of that mattress, whether it's mites or the chemicals used in the manufacture. And you know all those foam mattresses you're seeing advertised all over TV? Apparently, they're putting out all kinds of toxic chemicals. But that's okay. We got your money. And the mattress is making money, and that's the only thing that really matters. And if you get cancer, well, that's good for the medical industrial complex, because then they get your money. Now then, over in Iran, you're going to love this one. Iran has held a national nanotechnology Olympiad for school students. And these kids are, school students are working on nanotechnology. They're coming up with the next thing. It's a technology incubator, and they're trying to come up with a domestic industry, products based on nanotechnology. When was the last time you saw something like that in the American school system? You're not going to find it under Common Core. Common Core is too busy teaching everybody that human-caused global warming is real. And the Second Amendment doesn't give you an independent, an individual right to keep and bear arms. One of the reasons for all of these H-1B visas that are out there is because American education isn't producing students that are trained in the latest technologies for industry. It's producing indoctrinated liberal snowflakes, art history majors, people needing safe spaces, people trained in spotting microaggressions. I'm sorry, you can't actually get a job with those skills. All right, so let's talk about the space programs. As you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of those. And apparently Cassini has been studying Saturn's moons Enceladus, and they are convinced there is a liquid ocean underneath an ice crust, and they've discovered hydrogen in the plume of gas and icy particles spewing from the surface. They have geysers, ice geysers. And they're saying that basically the presence of free hydrogen could provide the fuel for life on that moon. And I think if we're going to be looking for life on other worlds, we should be looking for life that is so different from what we have here that there's no question about it. Now, because of what they did following Viking, where they declared that the experiment that showed indigenous life on Mars didn't find anything. Following that, all the spacecraft sent to Mars were not sterilized, which means when they finally identify life on Mars, there's going to be a major problem making sure it's indigenous versus something that hitched a ride to Mars on a U.S. spaceship. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Clyde in Louisiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you hit on something. It's the updates that kills those old systems computer, and they say that Windows 10, you can't stop the automatic updates. It will force you to update. You can't turn them off. But my tech over at my telephone company said he went around the back, and you can shut off the automatic updates in Windows 10. I just wanted to put that out.
Yeah, you can. It's very, very difficult to do, but you can. But you're kind of caught in a bind here, because if you turn off the updates and you don't get the security updates, you could get hit by cyber criminals. But if you turn on the updates, you might get something from Microsoft that actually wrecks the system, because they've had a couple of major embarrassments where they'll send out an update patch to their computers, and it'll cause huge amounts of damage. It'll brick the machines, and these people are having to back up and restore from a previous version. And it's a shame that computers and software are indemnified from product liability, because they're not going to produce a better product until they have a financial incentive to do so. But as long as you have certain industries like computers, software, vaccines that can't be sued for bad product design, they're going to go on selling bad products, because that is more profitable than selling a product that's been tested and made perfect.
Okay, well, I got an old Windows Vista that won't do everything because they shut a lot of stuff off, but it never took updates and it still works. And I don't care who hacks into my computer, as long as it works, but there's no financial information in there, nothing. I got nothing in there they can steal, so
yeah, the same
I'm good
here.
To go.
The same here. Yeah, we don't keep our banking information on the computers, and neither should you, because it's open season on computer users and smartphone users, tablet users, and apparently the government is okay with it because people are buying security software, and that's good for the economy to make you buy things you don't really want and wouldn't need if the government would actually do its job. But again, with all this NSA spying and CIA computer spying and FBI and everything, they don't really seem to be able to get a handle on the computer crime. And remember, Kaspersky says that the Equation Group hackers are actually part of the NSA. The NSA may be the biggest cyber criminals of all. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Clyde, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, one of my favorite movies of all time is, of course, 2001: A Space Odyssey. And it was actually that movie along with Mary Poppins which got me interested in going into visual effects in motion pictures. And, of course, there was a sequel, 2010. And I remember this one line in 2010 where the Roy Scheider character has just reawakened from hibernation. He's on this Russian spaceship. They're going out to Jupiter. And there's a lot of tension on the flight deck because back on Earth, Russia and the U.S. are edging closer and closer to war. And the Scheider character, Haywood Floyd is his character name. He's talking to the rest of the crew. Say, look, our governments may be enemies, but we're scientists. And they all make friends and they move forward with a scientific mission. And that's very positive to see. And it's happening right now, despite the politicians in the U.S. and Russia screaming at each other. The space scientists are still working together. And apparently it has been proposed there's going to be a joint Russia-U.S. mission to Venus. And it will involve a Russian rocket and orbital module alongside a U.S. atmospheric plane and durable surface probes. And that will be a really great thing to see happen. Now, over time, there's been kind of this weird phenomenon, if you will, regarding exploration of the other planets. The U.S. has had very good luck on Mars and terrible luck on Venus. Russia has had great luck on Venus and terrible luck on Mars. And it just sort of worked out that way. It's certainly not intentional, but I think this would be really good. There's a lot of interesting things happening on Venus, and it's great to see that they're still moving forward saying, yeah, our politicians can be idiots. Let's actually work together and make something wonderful happen. Anyway, I actually got an email here from somebody who apparently has taken a Raspberry Pi computer and is actually using it to run a complete automated radio station. Now, when I started in radio way, way, way back again, we had turntables and round knobs and little cart machines and everything, but you can run it all out of computers now, which is what RBN does. It can take a lot of equipment, but this individual apparently has a complete automated radio station running on a single Pi computer, and he says the audio quality is actually better than his older computer with the expensive audio card. And even better, he can actually run this thing on solar power. Obviously not the transmitter itself or the internet connection. I don't know if he's going out over the air or not. But yeah, that's the beauty of the Pi. You've got, in fact, you can even use it as an emergency computer. Just have it all set up with what you're going to need, put it in your bailout kit, and you've got a computer you can take with you. It's certainly a lot easier to carry than a laptop. And they do run on very, very little power, especially this one, the Pi Zero. I mean, look how, for those of you on BAM user, look how tiny that is. That is a complete Linux computer. And that is just, I'm stunned because I'm old enough to remember how big computers used to be. There's the music. Time for me to go on out and do the Jim Goddard Show. We'll be back here tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting. Please share what you are learning here with everybody. We are on the verge of World War III. It is up to we, the American people, to put a stop to this nonsense before it really gets out of hand. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
888-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.